Hello, beautiful soul, and welcome to Vibing with Anne Marie, where we will be vibing out on abundance, wellness, and spirituality to bring you a holistic approach to up-leveling your life and your business. So let's dive in. Welcome to today's episode. We are having Corinne Kamel, who is an integrative wellness coach and one of my favorite people. And so we are just going to dive right in, talk about all things spirituality, abundance, wellness, health, all of the lovely things. So yeah, let's dive in.
I just want to speak a little bit about her. So her mission is to really just raise the health of the planet using integrative nutrition, wellness, sustainability, and really using like a holistic approach to what health looks like, what like a little bit of spirituality looks like, kind of putting all of that into one and this just beautifulness that is Corinne. So I'm gonna let her take it away from there and just speak a little bit on to what an integrative wellness coach looks like, what she does, and then we'll get going from there.
Cool. Thank you for having me. Where do I start? I started as a personal trainer for 5 years, and I knew that I wanted to help my clients in it like a deeper way. And my own journey with my health, I constantly struggled with my health, and that made me finally just take the leap and become an integrative nutrition health coach because it changed my life when I changed my food. And so I work as a health coach, and now I'm actually moving into like more mindset and energetics for entrepreneurs, because I had a lot of health coaches coming to me and being like, hey, how can I do what you do? And I realized you can't be a successful health coach if you don't know the business and the energetics. And if you don't have the right mindset of being a business owner, it can really take you a lot longer to see progress. So I'm kind of continuously evolving. It's been a really amazing journey.
That's awesome. Yeah. I know when I was looking at your website, it's a lifestyle coach, personal trainer, spin instructor, dancer, actress, creator, all these hats that you have worn throughout your beautiful journey. So you said you started as like a personal trainer. Mm-hmm. What got you going from the personal training to, I know you said like the mindset and the energy wise, but what really gave you like that shift to, okay, I want to do this online. Like I want to find a way to integrate this like online. Was it 2020? Was it just something you felt called to do? What does that look like when you went from one-on-one personal training to doing this more online approach?
Yeah, I think this was way before 2020. I just felt so anxious. Like I wasn't, you know, completing what I was here to do. Like I was like, I have this huge mission. I don't really know what it is yet. Maybe it's raising the health of the planet. Maybe it's raising the consciousness of the planet. I just felt like I couldn't reach enough people, and I wasn't happy being in like a gym setting. If you know me, you know I'm like, so like my top priority is like freedom, expansiveness, just like living your life really in alignment with your soul. And I talk about that a lot. And I have to do that or else I become physically sick. Like if I don't follow my intuition and my inner nudges, and even if it's scary, like I become physically ill. I get migraines, I get anxious, I get just all kinds of, it's just not good. It's not pretty. So
I've been forced.
Yeah. And I really just wanted to go online because that's where the world is going. And you can travel that way and you can reach people all around the world. So yeah, it was a long time coming for that.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Freedom is one of the things I think we both share. It's just that want of freedom, you know, that want to express yourself how you want, you know, because I know you like went to college as well, right? And you did the things, you know, you got into the job, you were the personal trainer, and then something like hit you and it's just like, yeah, this is great, I'm happy, but at the same time I'm not fully like fulfilled and aligned. Mm-hmm. So let's dive a bit more into like that alignment and kind of what that looked like for you, like how you found that alignment, you know, the ups, the downs. Like, I know as an entrepreneur, we're like, oh, I have to do all the things and I have to figure out all the things. But when you truly find that alignment, I think the rest of it kind of falls into place. So if you would like to touch on that a little bit.
Yeah, I think just from my intro, you can probably tell my biggest problem is that I try to do it all. I try to do everything. And I'm getting chills like saying that because I know it's like the truth. So I think the best way to figure out what's in alignment for you, number one, is to get really still and quiet and really let your intuition speak and come through. And so many of us don't ever stop. We keep ourselves so busy and we're anxious and we don't know what we want. It's because we can't hear our like inner guidance system. And for me, yeah, I went to college. I did exercise science. I got my personal training certification. I was killing it like on paper. I had so many clients, but it wasn't sustainable for me. My body was breaking down and I knew that I just had this bigger calling. So I started slowing down. I started meditating, figuring out what I really needed to do, what my next step was. And I ended up going part-time while I became a health coach and then just kind of transitioned from there. But the last thing I'll say is like, for me, what got me started on my journey was your mess is your message. So my body, I was like the healthiest sick person that you would know. Like it just didn't make sense, you know? So when I started changing my food, it literally changed my life. And when I started following my intuition, I literally healed my body. And there's like a mental, emotional, physical, mind, body, spirit connection going on. And if you just ignore, if you don't look at the whole, you know, person as a mind, body, and soul, you're going to miss something. So for me, that was my mess for so many years and it's turned into my message. So
yeah, that's awesome. I think it's amazing because we have been kind of getting to know each other since what, September of last year or something. So that's awesome. September of 2020, whenever you are listening to this, watching this, but yeah, we actually did a coaching program together and got to really dive in. I think we both had similar struggles during that, really finding that alignment, really just letting ourselves listen, right? Like how she talked about taking a break. I had to do the same thing. I had to just stop. And like so many of us want to go, go, go. And I'm sure, have you ever experienced burnout and just been done?
Oh my gosh, burnout and overwhelm was like my default setting for pretty much my whole life. So turning on this feminine energy, learning about how you can manifest things, like it doesn't always have to be so hard. It doesn't always have to be you against a brick wall trying to make this happen. You know, you can use energy to your advantage on creating the life that you want and the clients that you want. And you can become this magnetic, attractive thing just by how you show up in the world and people just come to you. Opportunities just open up. I mean, when I started really following my intuition, all of these signs started happening, like these numbers, like 333, 777, 222, like all, I don't know, just I really felt super in touch with something bigger than myself, like more than I had ever before. So that was pretty amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's awesome. I love synchronicities and all the fun things. Even when we started this podcast, I looked up right now, 222, you know, so at the, well, for how long we've been on the call, not time, but.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so it's crazy how when you start to open yourself up to that, and I know you touched on feminine energy. I know a lot of us, we come from that place of masculine energy, even as a woman, like our society, we are taught to kind of like push, 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 go, go, go. Like if you're, you know, like the whole like grind, the grind is the only way or whatever. And literally stepping back and stepping into that feminine energy, Would you say that that has been a challenge for you to step into your feminine energy? Has that just been like an easy transition? Do you still kind of go back and forth? What does that look like for you?
It has not been easy. It's not, you know, natural for me because I've been kind of in this hustle mentality my whole life, like no pain, no gain, all of those kind of narratives that we get growing up. I was also like a very intense dancer, and I just have like a lot of discipline, and, you know, I feel like I need to constantly be doing something. But when I stepped back and I was like, okay, I could run as fast as I can towards my goals and get super burned out, or I could picture my mission as a calling and not a season. And you have to let yourself rest. And entrepreneurs need even way more like downtime than the rest of us, because like they are using their creative energy to create and grow a business. So it just takes so much energy out of you that you need to give yourself time to refill your own cup, or else it's not going to be a calling. It's going to be a season and you're going to get totally burned out. So
literally chills. Like when you said that, I'm like, that makes so much sense. I love that. It's not like it's a calling. It's not just a season. And even before our call, I was looking at something I posted last year, and it was talking about spirals, right? Like everything's like, there's this like flow. And like you said, your message, like you had to go through all that masculine energy. You had to go through all those things to be able sometimes to just sit in that feminine and know, like, I push, and I still wasn't fulfilled maybe. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, like I still felt that pull of like, I'm not healthy because my energy is drained. Mm-hmm. I totally feel that. So feminine, all of that. So then tapping into the spiritual side of things, we also did a call where Corrine actually did the card pull for me. So like the Oracle light working cards, we have done that, and she was amazing at holding space for that. That was beautiful. I cried my little eyes out, but it was beautiful. And so she has been tapping into this more spiritual side of things, this more spiritual side of workflow. So just maybe touch on that a little bit, what that's kind of like been like for you outside of just the feminine energy and the really like spiritual side of it.
Yeah. That session, by the way, was like the most beautiful session like I've ever had with someone. I don't know like what really started my spiritual awakening. I had a loved one pass away, and after that I started almost awakening like a weird psychic ability. Like I don't know how else to explain it. I'm extremely sensitive to energy. I always have been, but it really just was dormant my whole life, and it just hit me in the face during 2019 and 2020. So if I feel stuck or blocked, which happens a lot when I try to force things and control things and try to think my way through everything instead of feel my way and like tap into my intuition and be like, okay, what is actually going on? Like tap into my heart. When I try to force, I get nowhere. So I just started getting into the habit of like getting quiet and being like, okay, I surrender. Like whatever wants to come through, just come through. And like, I believe in like the power of the universe. Like I believe it's just this huge amount of energy, and I believe in manifestation. I believe that we each have guides that are helping us along our way. And every time I did that, I got like a breakthrough, like seriously, like a break, like just like, wow, okay, I know exactly what I'm doing. And it's crazy because I still resist slowing down so much. Like I still don't meditate every single day, but like, I know how powerful it is. I know that it literally changes your brain. It's just been an incredible journey, like really just giving yourself that space and allowing downloads and, you know, divine messages to come through. And you're going to get your best ideas when when you allow yourself that space.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's so, so true. I'm like trying to bring it all back in, but yeah, because when we kind of step into that part of ourselves that, like you said, like you still resist it. Like you don't meditate every morning. I'm the same way. Sometimes I'm like, no, I gotta go do. Like I have this to do. And then usually by the end of the day, I'm so drained because mm-hmm. I didn't take that time for myself. I didn't take that time to sit with myself, sit with my like heart and really be able to feel what I need to do next. I know also you say you specialize in, so we're going to go back to like the health a little bit now, switch back. So it's like specializing in transformation, you know, gut health, the all of that stuff. So if you say you have this new person that's about to like onboard with you, mm-hmm. what would you say that like that looks like? Is it personalized? Is it just like, we're going to do this? Like, what does that look like from your perspective?
Oh yeah. Like when a client comes to me, I take a lot of time to figure out their goals, see what's going on with them. And most of the time people are dealing with, you know, some underlying emotions that are trapped, or they're dealing with food sensitivities. They're tired, they're anxious, they want to lose weight, their digestion is, you know, poor, and they just don't feel good. And so we kind of look at all angles, like the mind, body, and spirit. Most people in our society struggle with dysbiosis in the gut. So if you eat a standard American diet, if you eat sugar, if you eat dairy, if you eat gluten, like all those things harm your gut. If you're on birth control, if you have taken a round of antibiotics anytime in your life, like you're going to have some dysbiosis in your gut. So when you focus on healing the gut and removing the foods that cause inflammation, and that can be different for everybody. Like I got my food sensitivity test done and I have a huge intolerance to eggs that I knew nothing about, and almmonds. And like, I love
some like, fitness. You were like eggs.
Yeah. And I love eggs, you know, if they're like pasture raised, organic. So everybody's different. And so I just encourage people to, you know, do their own research, and I support them. And I, you know, I recommend different tests, and I recommend, you know, a lifestyle of eating and moving and that is like right for them. So a lot of people struggle with the same things, but every program is going to be slightly different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So through that, maybe explain a little bit more about integrative and like what that means to you.
Yeah, I think if you're only looking at the physical body, you're going to miss something. A lot of times emotions can get trapped in our physical body and cause physical illness. So, you know, if you're dealing with, let's say, migraines, if you research the energetic spiritual meaning of a migraine, that's going to be overwhelm, feeling like the world is on your shoulders, perfectionism, being way too serious about life. And most people, when I tell them the energetics behind what they're dealing with, they're like, oh, wow, that is.
I was literally like, that was me in high school, in college. I had chronic migraines until I started meditating, honestly, but continue. Wow.
Yeah, that's incredible. Yeah, I just think people are like, every single time they're like, that is so spot on. It's not even funny. So whatever my client is going through, we look at the physical reason of why that could be happening. You know, sometimes gluten can trigger migraines. Sometimes artificial sweeteners can definitely trigger all kinds of issues. But then it's like, what is the deeper emotion behind this? Like, what's going on in your life? Like, we have to look at everything. And, you know, my integrative nutrition program really talked about like the circle of life and primary food. So primary food is the food of your life, and secondary food is the food on your plate. So primary food is going to look like your career, your relationship. Are you you know, do you have a spiritual connection? Do you have a higher purpose? What does your home cooking look like? What does your fitness look like? We have to look at all of these things. What do your finances look like? You know, if you're so stressed about money, that could manifest as a physical illness. Like most of the time, fear shows up in like the lower back. So people who have back pain, you know, look at really what's going on in your life. Are you operating from a place of fear? So there's just so much that we can dive into. And yes, it's very physical in terms of the foods that you eat and the foods that you avoid when you're working with me, but it's also like way deeper than that. Mm-hmm. And that's what being integrative means to me. It means looking at the whole picture. And we're not just a body. We are a soul. We're a spirit inside a body. So we have to, we can't leave that piece out of it, you know?
Yeah. I know lately, like my favorite things, like this is just my meat suit. And you know, the inside here needs to be nourished. Like it all needs to be nourished, but you know, my inside definitely needs to be nourished. It's crazy you mentioned that about migraines. Because I actually used to be on, you know, if you've been following me for a while, you know, like I used to be on like anti-anxiety, anti-depression and all of those like medications. And literally something switched in me one day and I was like, I'm going to start meditating. And I don't know like where it came from. I just literally, when I started my business, the people I was starting to surround myself with, they talked about meditation. They talked about that stuff. And I'm like, well, if they're doing it and they're succeeding in business, maybe I should give it a try. And so literally within, I would say 6 months, all of my migraines, I have only had maybe one in the last, 2 or 3 years, and like severe. It used to be like a couple a week, especially in high school. So just you saying that, like that came from feeling like your weight is on your shoulders. I was a perfectionist, recovering mm-hmm. perfectionist here. Here I am. But yeah, like I was the perfectionist. I felt like the weight was on my shoulders. And how would you say that you have transformed some of that? Besides meditation, how would you say that like you've switched that mindset from feeling like the weight is on your shoulders to just being able to be and be present and let things flow through you?
Yeah, I mean, it's a daily kind of, I don't want to say battle. It's a daily practice of awareness of like your thoughts. It's like, if you have a thought that like, wow, this is so hard, like, it's just going to be so hard. I'm never going to actually make this a reality. It's like, hold on. Is that my ego trying to keep me safe? Or like, let's replace that thought. Like, no. Corinne, you can rest. You can take a break. You are, you know, you're following your purpose. And you know that because what you're doing is lighting you up. And, you know, if you're feeling anxious, maybe look at that as like, okay, what is not in alignment right now? Or like, what can I let go of? Like, how can I be a minimalist here? How can I choose one thing to do today that's going to propel me forward? Like a lot of my coaches use the 1% kind of, I can't think of the word, but like doing 1% every day is all you need. Just a little bit of consistency every day and really showing up for yourself and your self-care, like meditating. That is literally calling your energy back into you, because our energy can get caught up in so many things, Instagram, email, Twitter, TikTok, like kids, pets, relationship, like your energy is just going out constantly. And meditating and overcoming yourself on a daily basis calls your energy back in so that you can literally create the life that you want and be a co-creator. So yeah, practicing that self-care and taking that time for yourself, I think, is crucial. I don't know if I answered your question.
No, you're fine. I'm just letting it all go where it flows. yeah, basically the answer was just self-awareness and mm-hmm. taking care of yourself as how you kind of begin to make that shift. And I wanted to touch on one thing you said there about, so I was going to say minimalist, but my heart is pulling me towards something else right now. So let's talk a little bit more about listening to that awareness and not blocking that off, you know, allowing that. Even sometimes, like when you hear something or you feel something, you're like you said, like the ego or the higher self, maybe touch a bit on what it looks like to note the differences of like ego versus higher self and how to, because I feel like I used to be like, how do I listen to myself? How am I going to know what myself is saying? So yeah.
Yeah, I think that's a big one. So our ego is not the enemy. It's here to keep us safe. It's here to help us through life as a human. But a lot of times what our ego is saying is just programming from society or from our parents or from people in our life that took care of us. And it's not actually really you. And the other thing is like the ego is like the thinking mind. So it's like when you meditate and your mind just keeps chattering, that's your ego. And you have to separate yourself. You are just pure energy and consciousness. You are not your ego. So being able to separate yourself from the thoughts and see the thoughts as just cars going by on the highway and not like having to get in a car and then letting that thought spiral out of control. And I think like when you tap into your intuition, you're really tapping into your heart. You're dropping out of your head and into your body. And sometimes your intuition can be like a feeling, or it's always going to be a feeling. It's not really going to be like a thought in your brain as much, if that makes sense. And like, totally. You so
like
know.
Pills, like, you know, different, like, yeah. Like your stomach is like, oh, I feel this interesting thing in my stomach. Like your body knows.
Oh yeah. Your body knows. It's like, you know, should I walk down that alley? I know that my friends told me that that's the quickest way to go home. And that's my ego talking. But like, I just have this terrible feeling that if I walk down this alley, it's not going to be good. Like that's your intuition. It's like, you know, so you just have to listen to it. And sometimes listening to your intuition and your heart means going against the wishes of everyone else in your life. And if you're somebody who is seeking external, you know, approval from like your mom or your dad, that can be really challenging. Like, are you living your life for you, or are you living your life based on the expectations of society and other people? So you'll know when your intuition's coming through. It's an unshakable feeling that just won't go away. And the sooner you start to listen to it, the easier life will become. So that is, yeah, just getting out of the thinking mind for once in our lives. And if we drink coffee too much, like it's really hard to hear our intuition. Like if we're constantly like stimulated by a million things, it's really hard to hear it. So that's why the stillness really comes into play.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. Sometimes I drink coffee and I'm like, I feel like I'm literally buzzing. Mm-hmm. Like my body is like literally buzzing. And I'm like, okay, this isn't really that great, because now I can't, like, you think it's going to help you focus, but usually unless I drink it really, really slow, it just like hypes me up to the point of like, ooh, what should I do? Should I do this? Should I squirrel? I'm a squirrel. Cause I don't know what to do.
Yeah, it's like a fight or flight response, which is literally the opposite of creative energy. Like you can be in fight or flight and your cortisol can be high and you can be, you know, hustling and running through life. But that's a really good way to get adrenal fatigue and feel really burned out. And then when you're in kind of like the parasympathetic nervous system or the rest and digest, that's when you can really hear your intuition, and that's when your creative energy is just on fire. So getting out of the stress response is going to be, and regulating your nervous system is going to be the most life-changing thing that you can do as an entrepreneur.
So that's awesome. what would you say for, you know, the person, the entrepreneur that's listening, maybe they're still drinking a lot of coffee, they're feeling super jittery, whatever that looks like for them. What would you say is like one step, like tangible step that they could like do today to maybe fix those adrenals or get on that more like creative parasympathetic side?
Okay, I would say connecting with your breath. So doing a breathing pattern, like a 4-4-4, where it's like you breathe in for 4 counts, you hold at the top for 4 counts, and you exhale for 4 counts, and doing that for like, you know, 8 rounds or 4 rounds or 2 minutes. The other thing is like, don't stop drinking coffee immediately, because you'll feel terrible for like a week, at least me, because I'm so sensitive to like everything. But maybe you'll only feel terrible for like 2 days. But I would say wean yourself off the coffee slowly and switch to something like matcha. So that's going to be supportive for you on so many levels. It's not going to put you in fight or flight. It's really good on a physical level for fat burning, for gut health. It's alkaline to the body and not acidic like coffee. So there's so many benefits to doing like, you know, a matcha latte with a dairy-free, you know, nut milk or oat milk. And I put a little bit of like Vital Proteins, vanilla collagen in mine just to spruce it up. And that's a really supportive healing drink in the morning that can replace coffee, and it'll give you some steady energy, but you'll also kind of be in a more grounded flow, if that makes sense.
Oh yeah, totally makes sense. I know, because I didn't do the matcha. I did green tea as like my kind of like pulling it, and I've gone back to coffee now.
I know, girl.
After this, I'm gonna go. No, it's good. But it does make me think. So it's been good. It came out for a reason. But yeah, because recently I've been, like I said, drinking coffee, and like this morning I was like, I'm sweating, like I am freaking sweating.
Yeah.
I was like, I should not be sweating this much. And then I was like, I've obviously overdone my, like I drank my coffee too fast. Mm-hmm. So yeah, like the green tea was my switch for a while. And just, I guess like to add to that, just find what works for you, you know? And
yeah,
slowly, because I had those withdrawals, like when I tried to stop cold turkey, I was like, I have a headache, I don't feel good. Mm-hmm. So yeah, definitely just doing it slow. And yeah, I like the matcha. I haven't tried matcha, so I have to try that for sure.
You like green tea? It's like it's just super concentrated green tea, like that's all it is. So it's really high antioxidants and all of the things that prevent cancer and all of that are good for your metabolism. I would try it. I personally get kind of nauseous when I drink tea on an empty stomach. So that's why I add the collagen to it, the Vital Proteins collagen creamer. It's so good. It makes it kind of like thicker, and it's kind of like a breakfast. So you can wait till like noon to eat an actual meal. But yeah, that's just like a small life hack that works for me as somebody who's so sensitive and has struggled with adrenal fatigue. And the other thing is just like, don't focus on too many things at once, because I do that and it doesn't work. It's literally awful. It makes you so stressed. And like, you just have to pick one or two things and get super clear. And just, it's okay to just pick one thing and focus on that really hard for like 3 months, 6 months, you know? And because if you change your mind too much, and if you pivot, and you're going nowhere fast, it's like you just have to focus and get really clear. And if you're feeling confused on where you want to take your business or your life, the stillness, like get quiet and just surrender. Like the surrendering is huge. The moment I surrendered, I manifested 2 new clients. Like I am not even kidding. I could force and force and hunt and try to find clients, or I could just show up as my magnetic self, be who I am, and surrender and say, whatever the universe, you know, whatever I'm ready for, whatever you want to give me, I'm cool. I'm cool if it happens. I'm cool if it doesn't happen. That's like the secret to manifesting, just being like detached.
Yeah. Surrendering is huge, and it's not easy to do, friends. So don't think if like you've been working to surrender and like you still kind of feel like you're beating your head against a wall, like there is a breakthrough, there is a time. And like, I know like that even comes to more surrendering, but I know surrender was very, very hard for me because I like control. Mm-hmm. I like to control things. But literally every time I surrender, something magical in my life happens. Like mm-hmm. maybe magical is wrong, but I feel like it's magical because it's just out of the possibility of things I thought was going to happen, but it's even more beautiful than what I was trying to force.
Oh yeah. It's going to be more magical. If you can surrender, then it's like your brain can only see a future for you that is programmed. So it's like, if you can only imagine a future where you're making $30,000 a year, that's kind of going to be your reality. Like your thoughts create your reality. But if you surrender and you just have like, you do your mindset shifts, like your abundance mindset, and you just say, whatever, things that you can never even imagine are going to happen. So it's like the universe is going to give you even more than you ever thought was possible. So you might as well just surrender to it and just know that you are not really in control of anything. But having that mindset of like, everything is always working out for me. Everything is mm-hmm. always working out for me. Like, it's going to be better than I could ever imagine. I just have to keep following what feels good. I just have to keep following what lights me up, and I can't go wrong.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. The universe is always working for us. That's something I've recently been switching in my mind, instead of like, why is this happening to me? Why is this happening for me? Like, what is the universe doing for me? Like, how can I learn or whatever? And again, that comes back to just that awareness of like, what's happening? You know, like, how do I feel? How is this actually helping me in some way, shape, or form to progress? So, let's talk a bit about adrenals. So I hear that a lot. I don't know if you can touch a bit more about that, especially because I know entrepreneurs, like you said, like, we want that creativity. We want to be able to produce and show up and give, but we can't do that from an empty cup. And I think adrenal sounds like that's kind of depleting your cup. So if we can touch on that a bit.
Yeah. So adrenal fatigue, your adrenals are glands that sit right on top of your kidneys, and they have to do with like energy, focus, feeling good. And most of us, we're in such a stress response. We're in chronic fight or flight all the time. It doesn't have to be a tiger chasing us. It can be a work email from your boss 15 times a day that triggers, you know, a stress response. So pretty much our modern day society is just constantly stressful, and that's going to really wear down on your adrenals. And if you're drinking a lot of coffee, eating a poor diet, it's all going to add up. And you're going to start to feel really depleted and like you have nothing to give. And that was how I felt for so many years. And I'm still working through that. So on a physical level, there's a lot of things you can do to heal your adrenals. Ashwagandha is a wonderful herb that I recommend, especially women take ashwagandha. If you get like an adrenal support, you know, supplement, it's going to have that in there. Giving up coffee and stimulants is going to support the adrenals. And regulating your nervous system with your breath, that's the fastest way to get out of fight or flight and into rest and digest. So if you want creativity, if you want to be in a flow state, but you're so stressed out on the all the time, it's just not going to happen for you. Like, they're literally different frequencies.
Yeah, different vibrations there.
Yeah. So like, I definitely help my clients heal their adrenals. It takes work. It does, but it's so worth it. I think diet is one of the biggest things to heal your gut and to heal your adrenals. And your gut health, your adrenals, your thyroid, your hormone health, they're all connected. So, you know, if you've been on hormonal birth control for 10 years, that might be a problem. Like, we have to look at everything. Mm-hmm. So it's definitely complex, but as a health coach, I can definitely help people with that if they want to learn more about it.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I think that was a pretty good like baseline to give people some things they can do or just something to start looking into, right? Like, okay, if I feel depleted, if I feel like I cannot be creative, but I want to be, then maybe look at that. Obviously, I'm going to put all of her information at the end and all the notes for this. You can contact her if you want more about all that, but just wanted to give you guys a little brief on the adrenals because I've been just hearing that so much lately and how important it is, and just really taking care of ourselves inside out. Now we're going to go back to the topic of like minimalism, sustainability. I know we're both passionate about, you know, saving the planet from this holistic aspect, you know, doing the minimalist and putting clean things into our body, clean things into our environment and helping how we can. So what would you say started you on that like sustainability route? How has that journey been for you?
I just always had this terrible feeling of like what we're doing to our planet. Like it's an intuitive like feeling of doom, honestly. And I educated myself. I watched a lot of documentaries. Oh gosh, what is it called? There's one on Vice and it's about the ice caps melting. Mm-hmm. And it just completely changed my life. Also, just, you know, I mean, people don't understand that their buying power, like the way that they spend their money, really makes a huge difference. Like buying organic and supporting organic farmers, you could do that, or you could buy the conventional, which is telling, you know, those companies that yes, we want you to use pesticides, we want you to use glyphosate, which is literally linked to cancer. Glyphosate is the number one herbicide that they use. It has been proven to be linked by cancer. There's been linked to cancer. There's been a lawsuit with it, and a groundskeeper who was like 40 and got cancer, he won, like they settled at like millions of dollars that the glyphosate caused his cancer. And it's like, we're voting for the type of world that we want. And like personally, also like the trash thing, I'm really trying to like reduce my waste. I'm using glass instead of plastic. I haven't touched a plastic straw in like 3 years. Just little things, you know, little things that just require, like I compost. All of my food scraps go in the backyard. And, or I used to take them to like a mom's organic market because they had compost. Just little things that we can all do, I think. Make a huge difference.
Did I come back?
I think you were frozen. Yeah.
Okay. You're back. I was like, oh, no. yeah, so the last thing I heard was just, yeah, little things can make a difference. And I think that is so true. My biggest one, I watched some documentary and just really started getting into that eco-friendliness and just learning, again, the small little things that we can do. And I know for me, energetically, I feel better mm-hmm. because I know that in my one way, in my little way, I am making a difference. Mm-hmm. And I think that energy is going to just compound, you know, because then you... like you're putting it out there that like, I want to help. I want to, you know, save this planet. I want to save the collective consciousness. And I don't know. I like kind of lost my train of thought with where I was going with that. Because I can talk about that forever, but that's not what this podcast is going to be about or this video, whatever. But I did want to touch on that because I know a lot of people feel like they have to have all the answers. Mm-hmm. And I don't feel like you have to have all the answers to get started. Like you said, you started with the straws or, you know, whatever that looks like. I feel like people do not have to have all the answers to get started.
Yeah, I think just start with one thing and just do the best you can. Like one thing for you can be eating less meat. You know, like obviously the best thing for the planet is veganism. because if you research, you know, the methane and the animal agriculture and the effect on our planet with that, it's massive. It's bigger than all the cars on the highway. You know, it's bigger than the pollution from that. So just educating yourself, doing your research. If you can't give up meat completely, eat less of it, buy really good quality, you know, like grass-fed beef, all of that. Start small. And I think the plastic too, it just gets in our oceans, it kills fish, we eat the fish, you know, we're eating tiny bits of plastic. And like, why do you think cancer is exploding? It's like these chemicals we're just exposed to is just insane. Like cancer, infertility, all of those things are so high right now. And there's a reason. And so if you can switch like literally one thing, your water bottle from plastic to glass, or your straw from plastic to stainless steel, or, you know, only eating meat once a week instead of four times a week, like those things matter. They're going to add up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. And I'm just thinking about, like you said, like we are using our dollar to say what we want more of. And I think mm-hmm. that's so crucial. Like wherever you shop, whatever that looks like, you know, thinking about the, what that's saying you want, what's mm-hmm. that saying that like you want more of. And we, again, going back to like that ego, that higher self, that conditioning of just thinking like, oh, well, this is just what like I'm supposed to do because yeah, it's what everybody else does.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You'll never change the world by following the crowd. Like you have to just do what is right for you. And, you know, like, I think people used to look at me like I was crazy, but now everyone's getting on the bandwagon, which makes me happy. But they're like,
same,
oh my God.
Same.
They're like I literally, like, this is like so long ago, like years ago, I made a petition to ban plastic bags in Maryland and it didn't happen, but I tried. And now, you know, they're doing the bag charges and some people are like, I can't believe I have to pay 5 cents for a bag. And like, I understand that, but it's also encouraging you to just bring your own bags, which is better for the planet. So just thinking, you know, on a wider scale and not just about how it affects you, but how it affects everything, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Cause it's like, it's all connected. Everything is connected mm-hmm. for sure. I did have a question up here. So at the beginning of 2020, just because, you know, we just went through 2020, so take it back to the beginning of 2020, what did you kind of expect or what were your plans for that year versus maybe your, and they can be like two different answers, but like versus what you think you gained the most out of 2020 and everything that like we've kind of been taught throughout that?
Honestly, I'm one of the rare people that the pandemic probably benefited a little bit. I know how hard it is for so many people, and it's been difficult for me too. But my plan was switched completely to working from home, allow more downtime and rest. Like, I'm an introvert. I was so burned out. I needed that quiet time. And having the pandemic just force us was kind of like this, that's what I needed. And I still got really frustrated, you know, with everything going on, and there's so much fear and there's so much uncertainty. So I really feel those emotions deeply. Like, I'm an empath. I feel everything and I see all sides of everyone's opinion. So that gets really draining and exhausting. But I think 2020 has forced us to drop everything that's no longer in alignment with us. Mm-hmm. And it's forcing us to really figure out exactly what we want. And it's forcing more stillness than would have ever been forced. So for me, I knew that I wanted a location independent lifestyle. I love working from home. My dogs are super happy. So yeah, but I think just there have been so many lessons in 2020 And I think just surrendering and trying to find the lesson, you know, and there's definitely an up-leveling in consciousness happening. Mm-hmm. So I think it's been a struggle, but it's also been beautiful. And I can mm-hmm. see both sides of that. So I guess that's, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. I definitely agree. I was planning on going full time, and it kind of forced me to step back and like really evaluate that. And I literally got full body chills when you said that it forced you to like let things go that weren't in alignment, because that was like kind of what the whole year was about for me. It was just like shedding. And mm-hmm. I just think it's so crucial to shed those layers, shed those like old rules and those old, I was going to say habits, but I was thinking of another word, just like that conditioning that mm-hmm. we've had for so long.
Yeah, it's massive. There's a massive transformation and awakening happening. And there's also a huge healing of the feminine energy, which has been pushed down. And I think like the old ways of the world aren't really working anymore. And people are starting to wake up to a new way of being. And you can either jump on that and just go full force, or you can try to stay in the old paradigm. So, you know, it's a choice. Not everybody's going to want to go with this new way of doing things. But I think for people who wanted more freedom and were only holding on to those jobs because of fear, a lot of people lost their jobs. So it's like, okay, now what? Like, I could look at this as like the worst thing that ever happened, or I could look at this as the best thing that ever happened. And where do I go from here? So I think it's just forcing people to confront themselves and what they really want, which can be beautiful, but it can also be literally terrifying. So
for sure on the terrifying, because I was like, what? like, what is happening to me?
Yep. Yep. And I think a lot of people are awakening some abilities that they might not have had. I don't know. That's just me. I feel like a lot of people are becoming more conscious, and yeah, it's been a big shift for sure.
Yeah, I definitely feel that the collective consciousness is rising. That's something that I aspire to, or that I'm working for, is to raise that collective consciousness, you know, to bring about this just awareness of why you're here, you know, an awareness of like, you are here to learn, you're here to grow, and we're here to help each other do the same thing, really. And like, but we all have those different like gifts, or those different, you know, things that we feel called, or that light us up. And I think that's the beautiful part. Like, we're not all meant to be freaking robots. Like,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not.
Absolutely.
Yeah. That's awesome. And it just brings me back to this thinking of like the just holistic of everything. And I know I've already said like twice, but just bringing everything together and looking at the whole picture, I think, is the biggest thing I'm getting from this whole conversation right now mm-hmm. that we've had, is just literally looking at all of the things like holistically, like your energy, your body, your spirit, your relationships, your environment, like all of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think like we seriously are all one, and it sounds like woo woo, but like oneness is a thing. It's like we are all just energy. And you know, if I hurt you, I'm really hurting myself, like things like that. So mm-hmm. I don't know. It's been a really cool journey. Can I touch on kind of where I'm going from here in terms of working with entrepreneurs now? Cause I really want to like dive into that a little bit.
Sure. Go for it.
Yeah. So I think like I'll always be a health coach. I'll always be so passionate about the planet and health and food as medicine, but like, seeing how all these other coaches are coming up and they're like, how do I, you know, how do I make an impact? I'm almost at the level now where I'm like, I just want to help other people make an impact. And so my new program is called Mindset and Energetics for Aspiring Entrepreneurs. So I have two programs. I have Root of Health, which is the one-to-one health coaching, weight loss, healing the gut, all of that. And then I have my Aspiring Entrepreneurs program. So that is my baby. It's the most exciting thing I'm doing. And it's literally everything we talked about here. It's like all of the mindset shifts that you need to show up, you know, in a way that you're going to manifest everything that you want and more, and using energetics to be like a co-creator of your life. And I go into a little bit of like business strategy and all of that, feminine energy. So
that's awesome.
Pretty much rewriting your entire mindset when it comes to money and clients and freedom. And it's like, my perfect client is kind of like both of us. It's like, I am my perfect client. You are my perfect client. It's kind of like people who know that there's more than a 9 to 5. They want to be free. They want abundance. They want to change the world. They're conscious business owners. And yeah, they just want to live life on a whole new level and travel. And so that's kind of where everything is headed. It's going to be challenging having two programs. I need to figure out how to really make it super clear that here's one and here's the other. So that's kind of my process right now, but
so awesome. I don't even think I've heard of that part. Like, I've heard a little bit, like, you talking about it, but like, that was the first time I think you've actually like laid it out for me. So that's super exciting. And I know it's huge for entrepreneurs right now, especially because I think personally, I believe that like entrepreneurship is the way of the future. I believe that we are the ones that can make the change in this world. We are the ones that have that ability to step outside that norm, go against the grain, and just really let our gifts and our mess be our mission, right? And so I think that's so beautiful, because I truly believe entrepreneurship is the way that you can find yourself, mm-hmm. almost. Like,
oh my gosh,
I know, yes. I found myself.
Yeah. Entrepreneurship equals personal development. It equals growth. Like, you're in the unknown. You're overcoming yourself and your fears every single day. And I think you can talk so much crap about millennials and this generation, but we have a fire like inside of us, and we don't want what our parents had. And we know that there's like, I don't want to say a better, because nothing is better or worse. It's just like, we know that there's another way, mm-hmm. and we know that we can achieve that. And I think, helping entrepreneurs who have that fire and that spark really succeed is like what's lighting me up right now. So, I'm just excited. And I think like, if you're into spirituality a little bit, you might've heard that like we reincarnated here during this craziness for a reason. It's like, we chose to be here during 2020. We chose to be here when consciousness is changing and everything is shifting. Like, we are the world changers. And I really believe that, like I get full body chills when I think about that.
Yeah, I've had full body chills like the last 2 minutes. I'm like, oh my goodness.
Yeah. Full body chills, guys, they're truth bumps. So if you ever get those when you hear something, it's like you're meant to hear it. Like, that is like your truth. It is just like confirmation. So I'm excited to see what unfolds, and it's only going to go up from here. And even if it feels really chaotic, like, you know, the wave will eventually settle. You know, it's not always going to feel this chaotic, but let's use this time wisely.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you have to have the chaos to come back around that spiral, right? To have that beautiful, that light. And I love the part, it doesn't have to be like, yeah, there's no better, there's no like wrong way, because we have to also remember that our parents, our future generations, like they were doing the best that they could do with what they were given, with what they had been taught, with what they knew, you know, and like they thought that they were doing their best. Mm-hmm. And you can agree with that or not, but to me, they think, you know, and we have to learn. And I think it's beautiful, like as millennials, yeah, we don't want to just sit around and work that 9 to 5, 40 hours to like then live life, because we've seen how majority of our parents are not fulfilled. They're not happy. And personally, I want to be lit the fuck up every day I get up. Like,
yeah,
I want that. Like, I love that. Like this morning getting ready for like this interview and doing this, like I was dancing. I woke up like ready. I woke up early, like before my alarm. And that's just not happen, y'all.
So, yes.
I was like ready for today because yeah, this lights me up, you know, like sharing just other people's stories when it comes to this journey and like this beautiful like life that we're on, to me is just amazing, because I know, you know, everyone that listens to me, they hear my perspective. So I love to bring in that perspective and show that like there are other people that are genuine and truly want to help the collective consciousness. Because right now, even as Corinne said, like there's people that are showing up everywhere that claim to be super awakened and all of that. And I don't want to go into that too much, but I guess I want to speak to that because, again, using your intuition, using your body to feel how things feel for you. You know, if you're maybe looking to get a coach or you're looking to whatever that is, like listen to how your body feels when you are talking to that person, communicating with that person, or even like going through their stuff. Like, do you feel anxiety or do you feel super like calm? Because I think a lot of times we get excited and anxiety, or maybe like that ego, I think we get that kind of confused. Mm-hmm. Does that kind of make sense where I'm trying to go with that? Yeah, I'm just like, you know, we get excited, but at the same time, that's probably a form of our ego, depending on how that excitedness feels. Mm-hmm. So
I would say, yeah. When it comes to like hiring a coach, for example, I've spent like 30K on personal development, whether it's coaches, you know, online programs, whatever, all of it. Mm-hmm. And every time I'm about to invest, my ego is like, stop, this is so scary. Go back to your comfort zone. Don't do it. And like, I have to be like, no. This feels like the perfect decision. This feels like exactly what I need. So I just need to not listen to my ego. Like, I need to put my ego on the shelf and be like, if I had listened to my ego, I would not be where I am today. Like, if I didn't invest $4,000 in my first coach, even though it was so scary for me, I was a personal trainer. I wasn't making bank. But I knew like in my soul that like that was the right decision for me at the time. And it completely accelerated everything for me. And so, yeah, I would just say like when you're making big life decisions, drop out of your head a little bit and start to go into your heart and breathe, and don't let the fear stop you, because the fear is always going to be there. But just don't let it stop you from doing what you know is right.
Yeah. Yeah. I think our bodies definitely know what is right. And, but we have to stop long enough to listen to that and to really like soak that in. I know we touched on it a little earlier, but like, as you start to do that, as you start to listen to your intuition, like it gets easier to hear yourself. It gets easier to hear your intuition.
Absolutely.
Like, it's just a muscle. Like everything's kind of a muscle. Like, you know, when you go to the gym, you're lifting the weights, you're not going to be like, oh, I'm sexy in one day. If you do, that's amazing. Totally. Like, you are sexy all the time, but you know what I mean? Like, you're not going to have this like sculpted perfect body that you want in one day. It's the same with like our mind, our energy. You know, you can't meditate once and expect to be like freaking Buddha. I don't know. Like, it's not gonna work.
Yeah. It's a practice. It's a lifestyle for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I guess the beautiful part about even like the integrative, you know, it's a lifestyle. Mm-hmm. This isn't something that, and I mean, if you try it for maybe a season and it doesn't work for you, try something else, you know, but like it is a lifestyle to decide, especially as an entrepreneur, to decide the lifestyle of an entrepreneur, to decide the lifestyle of growth, because mm-hmm. growth is beautiful and we're meant to grow, but you have to decide to be willing to grow.
It's a lot easier to just stay in your comfort zone, but it's a lot yeah. less fulfilling. So it's like, what do you want? What do you actually want? Do you want right. to feel that safety, but not be fulfilled and expressed fully? Or do you want to experience the unknown, but possibly grow and achieve so much more than you can even possibly imagine. So it's really a choice.
Yeah.
And everyone gets to choose.
Yeah. Cause we can sit there and flip through Netflix and that's easy, right? That's mm-hmm. super easy. But I know when I used to binge watch TV, it was like after hours, I'd be like, okay. Like, yeah, that was like kind of fun, but like, how do I actually feel about that? Like, do right. I actually feel like I was doing something? And I used to really contribute it to like production, like, oh, I'm not being productive. Mm-hmm. And I think I had to like switch that shift of like, there's different ways to be productive. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, you know, it's easy to whatever, but even being productive is being in stillness, because that is productive, it's restorative for you, and it doesn't have to be that like what I used to think, that masculine version of productivity.
Yeah, like if you're not busy or not constantly achieving, then you're not worthy. That's kind of the narrative that we have been taught. And yeah, you said it, sometimes the most productive thing that you can do is nothing. Sometimes that's what you need.
Scary.
Yeah, but and it feels so not right when you first start doing it. You're like, I need to go do this and I need to go do that. And oh, the trash, I need to take the trash out. Like, it's just like, hold on, just stop, you know? So.
Yeah, it'll all be there. Whenever you are done being in your moment, the world is still going. It'll still be there. But yeah, I love that. Cause my mom used to ask, like, if I would go away for a weekend, it was like, oh, so what'd you do this weekend? And it's still that act of doing, right? Mm-hmm. Instead of like, maybe I just sat and reflected all weekend. And I had to learn to be okay with that within myself.
Mm-hmm. I got this from Instagram, so don't quote me on this, but we are human beings. We are not human doings. Like, we don't always have to do.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I love that. I love what you just said.
Yes, awesome. I hope that you have anything else you want to touch on.
No, I feel like that was such a beautiful conversation. And yeah, I feel like we touched on so many things. Hopefully it makes coherent sense to the listener. But yeah, no, I think we covered it. I feel like that was great.
Awesome. So yeah, any last words for the people listening, maybe that entrepreneur that maybe they've started, you know, on their entrepreneur journey, or maybe they're like right there, like, oh, they're like so ready. They can feel the tension. They can feel that they're unhappy, but they're like, I just don't know, or I don't know where to start. So what would be your just one little piece of advice or your last words for that person?
I would say trust. Like, I would say radically trust your journey, and that everything is happening in perfect timing, and that you're right where you need to be. And if you're feeling anxiety, don't try to numb it. Feel it, sit with it, and ask yourself, is this because I'm not in alignment with who I really am? and start to just go from there. And I think support and accountability in the form of coaches or friends or asking for help is like huge. You don't have to do it all on your own. And I think having a coach who is supporting you is going to accelerate your growth and your healing and your mindset like times 100. It's just going to be a massive transformation for you. So you don't have to do it alone, and just trust that you're on your journey and that it's all working out perfectly for you.
Yes, that was beautiful. I love it. And thank you so much for sharing this space with me today and coming on here, giving your thoughts, your wisdom, your love. And yeah, thank you.
Thank you, Anne-Marie. This was so much fun. I'd love to do it again.
Yes, for sure.
Thank you so much for listening to today's episode, and I hope you enjoyed it and found it valuable. If you did and you want to share, screenshot, tag me on Instagram, put it on your story so we can connect more. If you want to hear more from me and get notified about the next vibe session, be sure to subscribe wherever you are listening, and I will catch you on the next vibe.